In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. He has opened my eyes, said the blind man, no longer blind. He has opened my eyes. Mine too. He has opened my eyes, and yours too, or we would not be here. Christ has opened our eyes, allowed us to see the truth of things, the truth of life. At one time or another, the Lord Jesus Christ has opened our eyes. Certainly at our baptism, which the church from ancient times calls holy illumination, the illumination, the enlightenment, the giving of light, of spiritual sight. As we sing at a baptism, the Lord is my light and my Savior. But our eyes already had to be opened before our baptism. If we came to the church as an adult, there had to be an illumining, an awakening prior to lead us to the waters of baptism. And if baptized as a child, at some point in our life, we need to see the faith. We need to see the faith for ourselves, to see with our own eyes, and to believe. Christians, by the grace of God, see things differently. We see things differently. St. Paul said Christians should have the mind of Christ. See things as Christ sees them. Think about things as Christ thinks about them. To see things differently is not simply to have a different set of ideas, a different set of beliefs, though that is certainly an important part of it, but it is a way of seeing God. It is a way of seeing God. When confronted with a disbelieving world that wants us to be satisfied seeing life as a chemical accident, a random mistake, instead we see the hand of God. St. Luke the physician said that the world wants to simply believe in materials, to believe in materials. As the author, Kyriakos Markidis, the author of the modern spiritual classic, Mountain of Silence, he speaks of the materialist blinders, that he had on him that had to be removed so he could see into the spiritual depths of the reality of life. Otherwise, we believe only in stuff. We believe only in stuff, what we can touch and feel and use without spirit, without transcendence, without any higher vision or higher calling. To live as a random accident, ourselves, to just be ourselves, a random accident. And without Christ, the light of the world, there are simply chemical reactions leading nowhere. Simply a bunch of chemicals interacting. Sound and fury signifying nothing. Instead, we choose to see God and desire to see God. Today, brothers and sisters, is the sixth and final Sunday of Pascha. The conclusion of the Paschal season is upon us already. And what did we sing on Pascha night? Let us purify our senses, and we shall see Christ shining in the unapproachable light of his resurrection. We had to purify our senses in order to see Christ. And Great Lent was a spiritual and physical program to work on our spiritual and physical senses so that we might see Christ fresh and new once again. A re-illumining, a renewal of our baptismal sight, of our baptismal vision. And if we would say that our personal Lent and Pascha was not a success story. Personally, let us not despair. Let us not lose hope. Let us not lose focus. Our conversion is called illumination, an outpouring of light on our soul, but it also involves an adjustment of our eye level, a changing of our sight, of our vision. After having looked down into our hearts, looked down at our sins, then we must steadily, continually adjust our eyes upward to look up, to look up. We look up to see God. We see God's hand reaching down into the world, into the affairs of human men, of human lives, and even into our own lives. What do we say in the psalm? I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes. I look up. And another one. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. And wherever our eyes are directed, brothers and sisters, the Lord is looking at us. The Lord is looking at us. Psalm 14. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any that did understand and seek God. The Lord's looking down at us to see if we're looking up at him, to see if any seek God, if we're seeking God. So while we're looking, the Lord is looking at us. And while we're looking, we take measurements. We take measurements. We measure ourselves by Christ. We measure the quality of our life, of our spiritual intensity and integrity by Christ. We compare ourselves to the saints who love Jesus Christ. And that keeps our vision in the right perspective, so that we don't think too much of ourselves or lose focus on where reality is and where we are in reality. St. John Chrysostom said, look straight up to God. Look straight up to God. He will praise you. He will praise you. But the one whom he approves must not seek honor from mortals. Mortals' honor often arises from flattery or even hatred of others and brings no profit. We must not seek the honor from men, but we're seeking the Lord's approval and blessing. St. John continues, but God brings great advantage to the one whom he approves. So let us seek God's praise. Let us seek God's praise. Those who are quick to judge are blind to their own sins. Those who are quick to judge are blind to their own sins. And when we are quick to judge, it's a sign that we are not in a good spiritual state, that we are not growing. If we would only not judge, we could make great strides spiritually. A Christian sees life in light of his own shortcomings and weaknesses. A Christian sees life in light of one's own shortcomings and weaknesses. The Pharisees, on the other hand, refused to see Christ's miracle of the healing of the blind man, and therefore refused to see Christ. They could not see the truth right before their eyes. A miracle worked right in front of them. Because first, they lacked self-knowledge and instead were filled with self-importance. Self-importance. At the end of the ninth chapter of John, which basically this gospel reading today is pretty much all of the ninth chapter, except for three more verses at the end, not included in our reading, but these verses put a summation on why the Pharisees interrogated the blind man and his parents about the miracle, refusing to see the truth. And Jesus said to them, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. Because they believed that they saw everything, and they missed the truth right in front of them. And they were indeed blind. Blind to Christ. Blind to truth. Blind to reality. Because they only saw themselves, and their importance, the Pharisees could not see Christ. And thus it is with the worldly minded of every generation. But let us, brothers and sisters, given the grace of holy illumination, have our eyes opened and raised on high. If we are not watchful, with eyes open to the truth, spiritual cataracts can grow and cloud our vision and make it difficult to see and will distort our path. Now is the work of our time on this earth to have our eyes open and to keep them open to the Lord and His truth. Our spiritual eyes. The day of the Holy Ascension approaches this week, on which we will look up to our ascending Lord, reminding us that our life is hidden with Christ in heaven, raised on high, as we say with Psalm 123, Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of a servant looks to the hand of his master, as the eyes of a maiden to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.